December 18th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak now to help you in your preparation for the coming celebration of Christmas. It is very difficult for you to detach yourselves from secular concerns at this time. Gift-giving and special foods take over your heart. Some of this is natural, but nothing should consume your heart as the day approaches except my gift to you, Jesus Christ. He came to you not with fanfare, but in the humble manger, clothed in the simplicity of swaddling clothes. He came not for himself, but for every generation, all people, and all nations. My paternal heart yearns for the return of souls who through the years have abandoned him. Some have wandered into new cults and no longer accept Jesus as their Savior. Still others do not even celebrate the religious aspect of Christmas, but make it into a materialistic celebration. Still others attend church only on Christmas, disregarding religion for the rest of the year. My paternal heart yearns for the return of all of these. I plead with all people and all nations to celebrate Christmas in gratitude for all I have done for you in sending my only begotten Son to earth. Do not celebrate the season for the season's sake, but for the honors of having Jesus as your Savior." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.